Hello, everybody. Welcome in for another episode of Vol Club Confidential, brought to you by the great people at Knoxville Smiles. Coming up tonight on the show, we have Tennessee guard Talaysia Cooper. But before we get to her, we talk about Tennessee's basketball success on both the men and women's sides. Both teams continue to have a tremendous amount of success. Check out the Volunteer Club for the latest in merch and the latest on all things Tennessee athletics at thevolunteerclub.com. Now more on Knoxville Smiles.
Knoxville Smiles, depend on us to make your smile better. Knoxville Smiles, are you happy with your smile today? Knoxville Smiles, we're all about smiles.
Hey Lance, what makes you smile?
Pancake blocks.
Talaysia, your first season at Tennessee. What's that been like?
It's been great. Just adjusting to the new system, transferring from Carolina. Just having to sit out last year and just getting to know new coaches. It's been great. She treats me like I belong here, and it's all great vibes. She be on me every day, and I love it. I wouldn't want another way.
When you look at having to set out last year, how quickly were you able to knock off the rust to where you're like, I'm back? How quick did that happen for you?
Honestly, I feel like I never skipped a beat. Okay. I stayed in the gym the whole time I was not playing, just learning the game and seeing how could I be a better person on and off the court.
Do you feel like, you know, you're that, I mean, I know there's more than just you, but you're that one player when it gets crunch time, when you need a bucket, that you're the kind of the girl that can go and create and either score it yourself or draw the attention to be able to dish it, you know, to, you know, a girl like Z or Ruby or whoever to get an open look?
It's just coming with the instinct, like knowing the game, knowing personnel of my teammates, knowing where they like the ball, and just having an IQ of knowing when somebody collapsed on me and just getting it out.
When you got here and there's all that running and all that conditioning and there's subbing in and out and all that, I'm sure that was an adjustment. What did you think of the team then, and what do you think of it now as we sit here in the month of February? Like, how much have you seen the growth happen?
Honestly, at the beginning of the year, it was kind of tough with all the running because this is the most condition I ever did out of my whole career of basketball. It was pretty tough for us, but we adjusted well, and now we can see it really helped us in the end. Like, We only got better from it. Great shape. Not getting as tired as we used to in the sub in and out part. I feel like we go out there and play hard for 60 seconds, like Coach always says. Come out the game tired, you get another break, then you go back in fresh again. Just knowing that the adaptability of having other great players you play with.
You look at yourself, Samara, Ruby, Z, you know, Latham, all these players coming in from different schools. How quickly did you all really kind of bond and gel? And was there a moment where you were like, yeah, we're really starting to click as a unit? You know, because, I mean, you all came as individuals from different spots, and all of a sudden you're asking to, you know, be a team.
Yeah. Me personally, I've always been the type of player to, like, adjust to playing with other great players because where I came from. But it was, I could say, we clicked very well from the beginning. Like, we was hanging out. We could have talked to each other about anything. We could have get on each other. Just communicating with each other, knowing, holding each other accountable. Just standing in each other's ear and letting them know that we need all of us to be where we want to be.
Who is that one player that holds maybe who holds people accountable more than the rest?
That's a tough question.
Is it?
Yeah.
Why?
I mean, all of us really hold each other accountable. So it's just like some days this person holding somebody accountable because they feel like this person's not having a good day or they just in their head a little bit. Then the next day it's probably to be that person. So you got another person picking that person up. But for the most part, that I can see, like, from the whole year, Jules Spears, she really keeps everybody accountable. She makes sure everybody got a clear head. And just keeping it real with us.
When you walk in and you're coming from South Carolina and they've been the best program in the country the last few years, right? You come in here and there's eight banners hanging up there and there's not one been hung in a while. 2008. Does that drive you ladies to want to, you know, be that next group that hangs a banner?
Yeah, it do drives us. We established when Coach Kim first got here that we come in, we want to win a natty, and not just to play just to play. Like, we want to prove stuff to people. We want to get Tennessee back on the map. I feel like we've proven ourselves, but we haven't proven ourselves just yet. We still have a little bit more work to do.
How much better can you be, and where do you feel like you can continue to improve?
I'm not at my highest peak yet, but I feel like I can improve being a better teammate. That's my biggest goal, because you want people to know that you're a good person on the court and off the court. On the court, I say, like, just having the motive of, like, having my teammates, let's go. Like, we can win this game. Let's go. And for my game overall, I say I can get better shooting 3-point percentage. It went down pretty low. Just playing off 2 feet a lot more and learning the game.
How do you – what little things have you done to maybe try to work on the shot? Or is that something that's probably going to be like, all right, let's get through this year and then we'll really – you know, try to work on little things to improve the shot in the summertime?
I never take days off for real. I'm gonna stay in the gym. I'll be in there before practice. I
shoot. Is it a technique thing, though, is what I'm saying? Like, is there something technique-wise that you feel like you can improve to improve the three-point shooting?
Yeah, I always shoot with the ball over my head, and my shot be flat a little bit. So, like, I'm working on getting it up, knowing how should I position it, shoot the shot the same way every time and not just relax on my shot, because I tend to do relax on my three-point shot, and that's what causes me to have a flat shot.
Is that something you hear a lot from the coaches about getting more arch on the ball?
Yeah, I hear it every day. I get the ball up.
I was going to let her bring it up before I brought it up, because that's the one thing, like, when I watch, I'm like, and you, even when you're making it, I'm like, man, there's no room for when that ball comes across to the front of the rim.
Yeah. I'm working on it, though. It's getting better every day. It just takes time, 1% every day.
Where do you feel like, you know, how would you describe your game?
I would just say I got a little toughness to me. I got a little to me, like, even when I'm not having the best game or shots not falling, like, I'm always trying to find a way to get a steal or get stops on defense. Just doing the little things that don't show up on the stat sheet. When my game on, I can get a bucket, I can, but that's not what I can do that, but I can do it when I need to do it or if I'm feeling it. It's just that I do the things that I see other people don't do, like get a steal, get a bucket.
Yeah, I mean, you go back to that South Carolina game. I mean, you had like a 5-point run right there at the end of the first half to kind of, you know, claw you guys back into it a little bit. And same thing with a couple of nice plays against Connecticut. That Connecticut game a week and a half ago or so, how big was that for the team's confidence? Because you had been close against some really top-end competition but had kind of not been able to get over the hump. And that one, able to get over the hump.
Like we've been saying, like, we come this close every time from, like, winning games that we should win. So it was due time that we needed that. But we just stayed down. We emphasized in practice, like, this is a team we have to beat. We haven't beat them since 07. Like, this is a game that fans really want to watch, and like if we lose this, like fans will go home crying, you know. So
sure,
we really took that to the heart and like came out there and gave it all and just making the right plays and execution and keeping everybody here straight.
You win that game, and then afterwards there's like a tornado warning, right? So like everybody's kind of stuck in the arena. Did that kind of make it more special though, because you kind of got to spend more time with the fans and stuff? I know when I'm talking to Coach Caldwell, like after the game, you know, she said on ESPN, I just want to get home to my baby boy. But then she was kind of forced to stay at the arena, which allowed her in retrospect to be able to relish that moment with the fans. Was that extra special?
It was extra special. We stated that us beating UConn caused a tornado in Knox.
Well, was there a moment interacting with the fans though that'll stick with you?
A couple of us did after the game. We ran, hyping the fans up, signing autographs, just being interactive with the fans, like letting them know, like, we appreciate y'all. We can't do it without y'all.
That atmosphere was really, really good that night. Do you feel like that propelled you guys? That gave you that extra motivation in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, it did. It gave us the motivation. Just hearing our fans chanting us on, not giving us the negative vibe, negative energy. encouraging us. It kept us going. But most of the time, I feel like it comes from us on the court. They're not on the court with us. So as long as we stay on the court and encouraging ourselves and, like, encouraging each other, I feel like anything is possible.
What did you know about Tennessee women's basketball coming in? And then what do you know now? Because, man, how old are you?
I'm 20.
20. So you were born in 2004?
Yes, sir.
So you were four the last time Tennessee won the national title in women's basketball. So, I mean, like, you're not going to remember that. You know, at least I don't think so. So what did you know coming in? What do you know now?
I just know Pat, for real. The atmosphere that she brought here, like, the winning side of it, like, she wanted to win. She didn't care what got in the way. Like, there's nothing getting in the way of her winning and having the right people on the floor and creating dogs that played for her. And that's why I respected UT so much that I committed here. It's just the winning atmosphere. Like, we don't win natties. It's not so far down the line, so we can bring it back to where it used to be. We can be another team that can compete with other teams that teams think we can't compete at.
You said you like to be pushed. Coach Caldwell pushes you. What have you really enjoyed about getting to play for her? And what is that like? To see the smile, to see the frown, the stare, all those things?
It means a lot. I take it all in because I know some people wish they could be coached like that. I don't look at it as a negative thing because if she pushes you every day, she's on you by everything. She's telling you this and this and that. That means the coach really cares about you, and she want to see you do what's best for you and help you improve and grow on the court. But Coach Kim, she's a great coach. Just knowing that you can get the funny side of her, you can get the goofy side of her, you can get, like, I just said that, but you can get, like, the stare, or you can get cussed out. It's just, like, you got to love it. Like, you have to.
When was there a moment, you know, after you got here where you're like, I really like playing for her? Like, can you recall a moment in time and in practice or in a game where you're like, this is where I'm supposed to be? Like, it validated your decision?
When she first got here, we chatted. I was just talking to her about the system and how everything was, how she was going to not run everything, can't tell her how to do her job, but just, like, what do she want from us in general. And she was like, play some defense. Like, you know, like, get a steal, play your game. I was like, I like it because I like playing defense, you know, like, I like the press. I don't like to give nobody no space. So it really fit me as me pressing and guarding people one-on-one and just being in there.
For you, like, when you get in a rhythm and you get a little hot streak going, and then she does the mass substitutions, are you ever like, no, 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 I'm feeling it right now? I mean, do you ever, when you go to the sidelines, go, I'm feeling it, put me back in?
Sometimes, no. I just throw my head back a little bit, but I can't be selfish. Just how she runs system, I just try to get it when I get back in, because if I get that little break, I know I'm going to be back to 100. Not 100%, probably about 85 or 90. But I don't really get in my feelings about if I'm getting in the groove and she taking me out. 9 times out of 10, she'll keep me in there. But if she do take me out, then I just have to stick with it.
Highly rated player. What would your message be to other highly rated recruits about this system? You know, because I'm sure other schools will be like, well, you know, you only play half the time. They're always rotating and always, you know, doing those things. Coach Caldwell's pitch is you're going to get more shots up in my system playing half the game than you do playing the whole game in other systems.
Yep.
So what would your message be?
I just say if y'all want to play y'all game and stick to how y'all played in high school and just have the freedom to really do anything, I would say this would be the school you should come to, because – she's going to grow you in an aspect where you got other great coaches that's going to help you, that will develop you and get you to how you want to actually play. And they're never going to stop you from growing. Coming here, you have so much potential to be who you want to be. I say it like that.
What makes you smile?
What makes me smile?
Mm-hmm.
Just getting up every day knowing I got another chance to be great. Just being here for my family, letting my family know I ain't let them down. Just being me every day.
She's her, on and off the court. I'll tell you who also is very, very instrumental, not only in Tennessee's success, but in the Knoxville community success, and that's Knoxville Smiles.
I'm Tennessee basketball player J.P. Estrella. Let me give you a tour here of the offices at Knoxville Smiles. Dr. Costa is placing implants with a robot, and it's all done digitally. There's no guessing with this, since it's all robotic. Dr. Wilco is the newest addition to the office. He loves to research the latest and greatest in technology, so the other doctors go to him for the newest product information and techniques. Dr. Malone is building teeth in the mouth. To him, cosmetic bonding is more like artwork. He does this without cutting your teeth down. It's all about building them up.
Guys, we still have a problem. Do y'all have a bigger chair?
All right, you're a South Carolina girl. I hear you like to fish.
Yeah, I do.
What kind of fishing do we do?
So growing up, you ever heard of a cane?
Mm-hmm.
Like a bamboo stick, you can make it?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Oh, my grandma, she used to have like a couple of them until I learned how to use reeling rods a little bit, you know. But I always bait fish, catch a little bass. What else?
Can you get your teammates to go fish with you?
I did get Jill and Z to go fishing with me one time. It was a learning process for them, but they got a hang of it a little bit. Z actually ended up getting the fish hook stuck in her dress, so that really made it what it was for real. It was a great experience, like showing them how it go.
Is that one of those things where you just, you know, bust each other's chops after the fact now?
I mean, yeah. We do.
Would they go fishing again?
Yeah, they would go fishing again.
When you grew up going fishing and learning to love fishing, was that something through mom, dad, grandpa? Who was it took you?
I'm my grandma. She always had me. I used to love being around her because she just had that tour.
All right, so I'm told that much like your fellow South Carolinian, Xavier Leggett, you like to eat raccoon.
I do. It's good.
Tell me about it. I've never had raccoon. So take me through, like what it tastes like. How do you like to cook it? Is it blackened? Is it grilled? How are we doing this? Fried up? How are we doing it?
So you know how, like, you ever had beef stew?
Yes.
Make it like a little beef stew. It got a little vinegar taste to it. It's pretty good. Like, get some good seasoning on it. Put it on some rice or something. It's good.
Is this something your grandmother makes? You make? Who makes it?
My uncles.
Your uncle?
Yeah.
What's your favorite meal that your grandmother makes?
Oh, that's tough. So, I like some lima beans.
Okay.
Some fried chicken. And some beef stew. That together hit.
All right, we're to that point in the show where we pull the phone out. We're going to call that one person you know you can always count on to answer. Who are we calling?
I'm calling Ashley Robbins.
Okay. Now let's call her. We're going to put her on speakerphone.
Gotcha.
Is she going to answer? Samara? Samara was a hit, first answer, and then I think Ruby answered as well first time.
Okay, let me see if she answers.
Hello.
See, you got an answer.
Without fail.
Yeah.
Huh?
Nothing. He just said, call one person that you know an answer on the first call, did an answer. And I called you. And guess what? You answered.
Oh, yeah, all the time. You already know.
Yep.
All
right.
All right. All right. So she delivered. It's a much better hit rate than we've had the week before, which I think took, what, four tries? Four tries to get somebody to answer the phone.
That is crazy.
Actually, that was 2 weeks ago. That was not Ethan Davis. That was Darlin Stone. It took him four tries. Finally, I think Zakai called him back. It was like four tries and four different people, too. It was not like he was like, let me try this person. You know. Batman, Superman, Spider-Man. If you could be one, who and why?
I say Spider-Man. I like the webs. I like that he can attach to anything and just get to where he's going without having to be in the mix of anything.
Who's your favorite basketball player to watch?
Men's or women?
Both.
And today or?
Ever.
Ever. So growing up, I started from the men's side. Carmelo Anthony was my favorite men's player. Women's size, I got two. Candace Parker, Maya Moore.
Who do you try to model your game after?
I don't try to model my game after anybody. I just take is and bits and pieces of what how they played and try to add it to my game a little bit. Just knowing that whatever they did in their days, I can take that and bring it into my own bag.
When was the last time you saw somebody do a move and you're like, I could add that to my repertoire, and then did it?
That's tough. Honestly, I don't know.
Like probably high school?
Probably high school.
Where did the number 55 come from?
Ooh, interesting. So, the McDonald's All-American game, I asked for a certain number, and they went deep in the bag and got me number 55. So, I went off at number 55. So, I was thinking, like, cool, they try to give me this big number, like I'm a big man. So, I said, you know what? I'm going to stick with 55. That's a unique number. I feel like it's my angel numbers now, you know?
So, it just happened by happenstance. They gave you kind of a number, and you're like, eh. And then you did well in it, and so you're like, I'm going to keep it.
Yeah.
Make 55 your own.
Yep.
Listen, I'm all for that, you know. I mean, everybody's always got to have a single digit, right?
Right.
Yours is so drastically different. It's like Luka wearing 77, right? Like,
yeah.
No one wears it. Remember when Dennis Rodman was the first one to roll with 91, you know? Yeah. And everybody's like, 91, you know? But now it's a little more common.
It is common now.
Who's your favorite NBA team?
Right now, New York Knicks.
Wait a minute, right now? You can't switch.
New York Knicks been my favorite team since
forever.
Forever.
Okay. Well, you said right now like it was possibly like, you know, something else like last year.
No. It's the same.
So you like Brunson?
Yeah.
I love the way he plays. He's just crafty. I don't know what it is. I mean, like, he's able to get separation. Like, you know.
He plays defense.
He does.
Yes.
And just, the Garden watching the Knicks would be, to me, a bucket list place to go watch a game, mm-hmm. especially around playoff time.
Yes.
I'm all for them making a deep playoff run.
Me too.
Of course, they got Cat now.
Yep. That'll be a great season. Let's go.
What are the sport? If you weren't playing basketball, what other sport would there be? Any?
Football.
You're going to play football?
Yeah. High school was a tried out.
Did you?
I was a wide receiver.
How long did that last?
Probably like 2 months until it was like, we can't risk you getting hurt.
So they kind of shut you down.
Yeah.
Do you regret that?
No. Just trying new things.
Sure.
Yeah.
What were the boys like when you were out there putting the pads and running around catching balls?
I remember this. I broke one dude's collarbone because I hit him so hard. Yeah, that's the memory from it.
Do you ever let that guy remember? Do you ever say, you remember that time? Broke your collarbone?
No, I haven't seen him since I left South Carolina.
When you go back home, do you see a lot of your high school friends?
I go home every now and then. I probably see them, but I don't go home as often. I stay here at school. I try to be the person that not go back home. Like,
when you have family come in for games, like after the games, like what do you all do? Do you take them out to eat? Like, what do you guys like to go? What have you found in Knoxville that you like to go do?
My parents really. My mom straightforward. She got sickle cell, so she can't really move around and stuff like that. So, and she hates the cold. So when she come up here, we just chill in the apartment. My dad probably a cook. And we just have great vibes, just spending time with each other.
I hear you've got a new puppy.
Yep.
How's that going?
I love her so much, but she's giving me the run for my money.
Because she's a puppy.
She's the,
She chewing a lot of stuff?
At first, she was. Now she hasn't.
What kind of dog?
She's a Rottweiler.
Oh.
Yep.
How big?
She's about 20 pounds right now.
How old?
She's going on 13 weeks.
Wow, so fresh.
Fresh.
So how long have you had this dog?
Going on 3 weeks.
3 weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
Has it Has it caused any problems with it being in the middle of basketball season?
No, it hasn't.
Who's got it tougher as a new mom, you or Coach Caldwell?
Oh, that's tough. I say Coach Kim, though.
I'll go with you. She at least has her mom and Justin to help with Connor.
Yeah.
Who you got helping?
Nobody. I got to come home to everything.
What's the dog's name?
Royal.
Where's that come from?
Royal is a unique name. It means a lot of things. So, like, she's going to be a unique dog because I'm the owner of her. So, she's going to be different in so many ways. So, like, just one.
So, you look at the rest of the schedule, you get some real winnable games ahead. A bunch of them at home. Yeah. What do you all have to do from here through March to kind of continue this upward trajectory as you head off into the SEC tournament, NCAA tournament?
Just stand in the gym, keep holding everyone accountable. Just keep executing in practice like we're doing. Come in practice every day, giving 110%, knowing that we're fighting for something, and just stay down and work hard.
Do you feel like that this team's best basketball is still ahead of it?
Yeah, I do. It's like you said earlier, like, this is our first year being with everybody. Everybody's really new. We clicking. Everybody's seeing it now. But when it comes playoff time or the end of SEC, team's not going to be able to know what to do with us because we're not even at our peak yet.
You feel like your game's coming around even more and more every game you play? I mean, I know you said you didn't feel like you missed a beat, but at the same time, I mean, you take a year off. I mean, there's going to be a natural, like, progression on, you know, it's not like you just come back. I mean, Michael Jordan didn't go to play baseball and then come back and score 30 the first game. But he did score 55 against the Knicks really quick. but, I mean, like, do you feel like you're really starting to, you know, find your path, your way, how you play with this team, with this group?
Yeah, I feel like I'm growing. A year from now, I would say I had a lot to work on for real. Now it's clicking on the court, like, knowing my place in this team and, like, knowing what my teammates expect from me and, like, knowing that I have to keep working because they expect so much from me. So, like, it's just – it's kind of hard, but just knowing that everybody wants the best for me and I want the best for them, and we just going to continue to grow as a whole.
Coop, we appreciate the time, and you good luck the rest of the way, okay?
Thank you.
Appreciate you coming in. Thank you. Be careful.